Guest joining us here on the phone line, he is a member of the Stockton Heat. Led the team in scoring, led the team in goals. Adam Ruzicka joins us. Adam, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Do you have to set an alarm to get up here? Are you an early riser? Are you good for 8:30?
No, I have to set an alarm. I'm not a early bird, but it's all good here.
Good stuff. So,
are you sick of being in a hotel yet?
Oh, man, don't even tell me about this. It's been going on forever, and I want things to get normal soon.
I was going to ask you, what is life so on a daily basis? Now, you're on the road a lot. You're in Winnipeg for weeks at a time.
Right.
But when you're at home, when you're eating, or what's a usual day for members of the Stockton Heat? Because you're not like with the Flames. They've got families and homes to go to. So what was your life like here?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. Just wake up, have breakfast, go to the rink for a few hours, and then go back to your apartment and spend the whole day there, order some food or make something. And that's pretty much it. Just play some video games and watch some Netflix, I guess. That's all you can do, or go for a walk. Pretty much, that's all.
So are you
left on there? You haven't watched? Holy.
Yeah, I know. You got roommates, or are you living alone? I guess just in terms of COVID and keeping separate, what was that situation like?
Oh, no, I live alone. Last year I lived with my buddy Martin Bostrisso in Stockton, but this year I live alone because the whole COVID protocols and all of that. So, yeah.
So if the option is not playing, you would rather have this, I would assume. You want to play hockey. It's your dream. But with that said, how much enjoyment were you able to pull out of this year? Because you had that great start, and then the losses started to mount, and you knew there wasn't going to be playoffs. How enjoyable was this season despite the rocky road?
Well, it was great, so we could play, right? We all thought we weren't even going to play. So at the first, we were really happy to start playing, and then. The memo was that we weren't going to have playoffs. There wasn't going to be nothing to play for, so it was kind of tough to get into some games. But yeah, we had a great start. We had a lot of guys coming up and down, a lot of injuries. So that's when it started falling apart, and we went down a little bit. But I think we had a great season overall, and it was a good year.
The start you guys had, I mean, you and Matthew Phillips absolutely tore it up on a 4 point per game type of a pace. It's natural for things to cool off. You'll get back into more of a rhythm. But even I would think in terms for you, maybe a bit of a dry spell for sure to end the season. How did you have so much success at the start of the year? And then why did it become more difficult to keep up?
Well, to be honest, I can't even tell you. It's just in the beginning of the season, everything was clicking. Everything was just going the right direction, good bounces, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, I don't know, we as a whole group, we started losing a little bit. And I think I put that on myself as well. And I think I had a great bounce back there, and I finished it pretty strong.
Yeah. Talk to us about Matthew Phillips. He's a Calgary guy. You can't help. You either cheer for the guy, the big guys, or you cheer for the little guys. So you would fit into one category and Matthew on the other. I think there's a lot of fans that are excited to see both of you maybe get into some games. Tell us a little bit about Phillips and what he's all about.
Well, for his size, he's doing pretty good with his body and protecting the puck and doing all that kind of stuff. So it's not about him being small. He's a really competitive person, and I think he's a hell of a player. And it was great to play with him. We had a little chemistry going on there for the whole season. I think we played together pretty much every game. So. So it was good. It was a good year for both of us, and as I said, he's a great player, fun to play with, and looking forward to it again next year, hopefully, or years ahead.
Adam Ruzicka, Flames prospect, member of the Heat, our guest here on Sportsnet. So there's a handful or so of games left for the Calgary Flames. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Have you been given any indication? Do you have any idea whether or not you're going to get a taste here before it's said and done?
No. So far, I haven't got anything. We were just staying here and practicing, and we'll see what's going to happen. Hopefully the Flames are going to make it, so I want
Attaboy. There you go. You're right. I mean, that's silly of me to throw. Yes, they're going to try and make the playoffs.
Of course they're going to make it.
Yeah, of course they're going to try and get in there. what would your recommendation be as a young guy that if you get a chance to get in, what do you do?
Get noticed. Stick to your game, get noticed, give a hit, go out there and do something, get noticed. That's all you got to do, Rosie. You're a good player. I've watched you play last year there. I think you got a chance here. So I don't know when you'll get in, but you'll get in one day. And when you do, go ahead and bump someone into the goalie. Let them know you're
yeah,
there.
For sure.
That's great advice. Yeah, that is great advice.
You're sick of the hotel. Are you actually in a hotel?
No, I'm in an apartment. But,
so you could cook for yourself. I was going to say, you got to be sick of Skip the Dishes too then if you're in a hotel.
Oh, man, I don't know what to order sometimes anymore, so it's been tough in that part as well. So we got to start cooking something too.
What's the go-to? What's the number one when you're ordering in? You're having what?
Seed and salt, wise and right, some sushi sometimes, you know, pretty much my go-to, yeah, so.
From like Circle K, you just go down to the
he's eating clean. Did you hear those
okay.
things?
Oh, okay. I wanted to get that.
Because there's a health nut here.
That
I like
convenience
this.
Store sushi. I was going to warn
All
you.
Right. If you're having pizza, what kind of pizza are you having?
No, I don't eat pizza much because when I was in junior, we ate it almost after every game. I get sick of it, so I stopped eating pizza. But if I have it, I'll just go plain cheese. You know, nothing special.
All right, Rosie. Well, there's a lot of people that want to see you. So if somehow the Flames miss out on the playoffs here, and if the math shows that they're eliminated, we got our fingers crossed for you. We want you to get in there, and as Rhett said, get in there and bang some bodies and get noticed, right?
I got one more. In the off season, what are your plans?
You know, just go home, spend time with my family, of course, because it's important to go home after a season. Take some time off, you know, then start practicing for next season.
There's lockdowns here. Are there lockdowns back home, or what's the situation with the COVID world?
It's been pretty locked down back there, but last week they reopened like pretty much everything. So it's a good sign for summer to go back. So I'm pretty happy about that. They're all reopening pretty much everything. It's a good sign.
You know, I got another one too, I guess, because I know Kale, your coach, Kale McLean, has gone home. Did you have like an exit interview with him? Did you have a year-end conversation with him?
Yeah, everybody has one. Yeah. Everybody talks with the GM and with the coaches. So yeah, we all did.
What'd they tell you?
They said it was a messed up year. It was a good season for me, and they want me to keep going, stay ready here in Calgary. Don't take it lightly that I'm just practicing here and be hard on myself and just be ready for the opportunity to play for the Flames. That's what they told me. So I was pretty happy about that.
So when you get back to Slovakia, is it a special meal at home? Is there something that you're dying to do? What's the first 48 hours going to be like back in Slovakia?
I'm going to be with my parents, with my family. My sister's newborn is 4 months old now, so I'm going to spend time with them for the first 2 days. And obviously special meals and traditional food from Slovakia. So
so what would that be? What would be your traditional food?
I don't know how to translate it, but it's called Brinzerhaušky. I don't know if you heard of it. And then obviously a schnitzel from Austria and Germany. So that's pretty much my go-to back home. So yeah, pretty good meal. I'm happy to go back home and get some cooking for my mom. So
I bet. So what is that first one? Try and describe what kind of a dish is it?
Potato dumplings kind of thing with goat cheese and sour cream and some bacon on top of it.
Oh, come on.
All right, I don't know how you say it, but I want some. Bring some back.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. Great.
Well, congrats on being an uncle. Congrats on a great season. And like I say, I have a feeling we might get a peek at you here before things are said and done. Good luck, all right?
Don't go full Thank Tom you. Wilson.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
80% Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Yep. Thanks, Chase.